Welcome back to Savage Self-Care, Peace with ADHD and TBI and Interstitial Cystitis. I'm your host, Ray Graber, and today we're going to talk a little bit about sleep. On the morning of me not getting any sleep, I'm recording this because it's important for me to know, and my viewer, you're listening to this, I suppose, that if I don't get sleep with my conditions, I'm a wreck. My day does not go very well. For instance, I have already spilt coffee on me. I've already spun the tires in the truck trying to get around a corner. I almost hit somebody. I just don't have the reaction time and I don't have the patience. And really all that happened last night was I woke up in the middle of the night cold because my partner stole the covers again. But from that point, I got up and I couldn't find the covers. And in the time it took me to get up, go to the bathroom, and come back and try to find the covers, I was up. I was so pissed. I was cold. I don't have the emotional control in the middle of the night that I would like to have. So I was up. And I was up for an hour, just fuming, trying to get it boiled back down so I could get back to sleep, not really knowing why or what or where. All I knew was that I was really angry. And I'll do another podcast on this, I guess, in the future pretty soon. But the thing that I found to negate that anger, just that fury that rises up in me, is to just yell at the top of my lungs to release some of that, all of that energy. And even 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, I didn't have that. So if this happened, I would be up and furious from 1:15 in the morning and my day wouldn't go very well. I'd be napping. I wouldn't get anything done. I sure as hell wouldn't have got this podcast done. But now I have the controls in place to be able to help me get back to sleep or at least get back to bed. And that's where I'm able to find peace. Knowing that this is not going well, this day is not going to go well if I push it the way that I push the rest of my days, working 12 hours, 13 hours, a bunch of time on the internet, a bunch of screen time. This is just not the day for that. So today boils back down to just getting the basics done, just making sure that I get my meditation in, that I get my good food in. That's it. That's all I got for the day. And I'm going to take care of my clients. Today was a day that I had planned for a lot of different things to do because I just had them set up that way this week. With my ADHD, that's just not going to work. If I were to sit down and try to nail these out the way that I had planned on doing it yesterday, today would be a miserable failure that I would just constantly go into these battles with myself trying to get things done because my brain just doesn't work the way that it works when I have more sleep. And when I say more sleep, I mean 6 hours. That's all I need. Last night I got 3 and then got back to sleep an hour later, but here it is 7 o'clock and I feel like I took a nap and it's gonna take me an hour and a half to wake up. It just feels like I've already been awake for 6 hours and I guess I kinda have. So when one day isn't working the way another day did and you can't quite figure it out, go back to your sleep. Go back to your sleep patterns. Try to figure out kind of what you can do to negate that when it happens next time, because it's going to happen again. And that's kind of where I find peace in this, is that every time something happens, some conflict, some interruption in my world that I've set up, it doesn't destroy my day again. I understand that this is going to pass, that this isn't the way the whole rest of the week has to be, but I have to go back and prepare and change this entire day so I can have the next 3 days to get all of that work done. So is it frustrating? Yes. Is it life-ending? No, but it used to be. And getting out of this, quote, funk would take weeks, days. It was far less than hours. This is the first time in my life I've been able to figure it out in hours. So that's all I've got for you this morning, today, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening. What no sleep feels like is like going for a walk in 55, 60 degree weather without gloves. And when you get back from an hour walk, like I don't really feel like I'm cold, but all of a sudden I can't hit the keys on my phone in the right way. My fingers aren't working as well because they're cold, but I really don't realize how cold they are until it's too late when they're just not working. And that's what it feels like in my brain when I don't get any sleep. It's this combination of wanting to do the work and needing to do the work, but my brain is so slow to react. And then when it does, I'll do something that's close to what I want to do, but isn't exactly it. And it's because I'm just running through mush. And you don't realize how cold your hands are until you run them under hot water and it burns. And that's what happens when I'm trying to figure something out. My brain is so cold or so slow that when I do finally get on track with something and it starts to warm up, it just burns and sears, and I get overstimulated and frustrated because it's not going the way that I want it to, and I just can't get my brain to work the right way. So that's a lot about what it feels like to not sleep. On the opposite of that end, when I do get it just 6 hours, I can focus on things. And 6 hours isn't great. It's enough. But when I get 8 hours, or if I get 6 hours and a nap in the middle of the day, things are different. Things are faster. It just feels like my brain's warmed up and ready to go. So that's hopefully a good enough explanation, and I welcome any questions.